This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say an attacker inspired by the Islamic State group stabbed six people at a New Zealand supermarket Friday before police shot him dead. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the Sri Lankan national, who arrived in New Zealand in 2011, was on a terror watch list. The police commissioner said authorities were confident the man was acting alone and there was no further danger to the community. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Friday that the alliance would seek to evacuate more vulnerable Afghans and maintain contact with the Taliban, but that Afghanistan's new rulers would have to show themselves worthy of aid and recognition. NATO member Turkey, which had run Kabul Airport for 6 years, has offered to keep it operational now that U.S. and other NATO troops have left, and Qatar has offered to help. European Union countries agreed to reestablish a joint presence in Kabul, if security allows, to deal with the Taliban on ensuring safe passage departures, the bloc's top diplomat said Friday. After a meeting of EU foreign ministers, foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell said Friday, quote, "We have decided to work in a coordinated manner to coordinate our contacts with the Taliban, including through a joint European Union presence in Kabul, if the security conditions are met," end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday he hopes the Taliban will behave in a civilized manner in Afghanistan so the global community can maintain diplomatic ties with Kabul. Speaking at the plenary session of the Eastern Economic Forum, Putin said, quote, "Russia is not interested in the disintegration of Afghanistan. If this happens, then there will be no one to talk to," end quote. This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Friday he will not run for re-election as party leader this month, effectively ending his tenure after just 1 year. Suga announced his intention to resign at an emergency meeting of senior members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, the LDP. He said he wants to focus his efforts on anti-coronavirus measures. Suga had been widely expected to seek re-election as LDP leader in a vote set for September 29th. The prime minister has been battered by his government's response to the pandemic, with Japan struggling through a record fifth wave of the virus after a slow start to its vaccine program. Several thousand people gathered in Bangkok to call for the resignation of Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha Friday, 1 day before lawmakers hold a no-confidence vote over his government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Protests against Prayuth have gathered steam since late June, as university students who sought his removal last year return with broader support from other political groups and people angered by a worsening coronavirus situation. Speaking in Parliament on the last day of a House-censured debate, Prayuth said Friday that he would neither resign nor call a snap election. Also Friday, lawmakers challenged the premier and five ministers over their handling of the pandemic. A big rally is planned for Saturday when Parliament is due to hold the censure vote. This is expected to go Prayuth's way because of his coalition's clear majority in the House. The World Health Organization reports Africa will fail to reach the global target of vaccinating 10% of its vulnerable populations against COVID-19 by the end of September. WHO's regional director for Africa blames the situation on what she says is the hoarding of life-saving vaccines by the world's wealthier countries. Africa's third wave of the coronavirus peaked in July. However, WHO reports 24 of Africa's 54 countries are still reporting high or fast-rising case numbers. Officials in the United States of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania on Thursday said more than 46 people died as a result of the flash flooding caused by torrential rainfall driven by remnants of Hurricane Ida. As officials assess the damage done by Ida on the U.S. Gulf Coast and in the Northeast, forecasters at the U.S. National Hurricane Center are busy watching Hurricane Larry grow stronger in the eastern Atlantic. Forecasters say Larry was far out in the eastern Atlantic, still closer to Africa than the U.S. mainland. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.